Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
How do you manage data for your cattle business? Pen and paper or complicated programs? There's an easier way. Hear how Performance Beef has helped Greg Williams simplify his cattle operation.
Before I switched to Performance Beef, it was an absolute circus. It was a cobbled up pen and paper, didn't know where I was setting, mess. I know on a day in, day out basis what my break even is, how many cattle I've lost, what my feed cost is. On a daily basis, I know I print that report page and I know exactly where I'm setting that day.
Cattle producers like Greg are saving time and boosting accuracy with Performance Beef. Are you ready to start?
For someone that's on the fence thinking about switching, just pull the trigger. It is a flat out game changer to know exactly where you're at.
Reduce the guesswork. Search Performance Beef online to request a demo.
We've been watching the grain prices go up and down, and OSU's crop marketing specialist, Dr. Kim Anderson, said prices haven't changed much this week.
Well, they haven't changed much, as you'd expect. The wheat's around $7.70. These are Manford, Oklahoma prices. Corn, $5.50. Sorghum, $5.60. Soybeans, $11.60. Canola, there's no posted price for canola now. And cotton down south western Oklahoma is $1.13 to $1.16 a pound for cotton.
What does the market look like for harvested crops?
Well, those are real good too. You look at wheat, $7.70, essentially the same price we got right now. Corn a little lower at $5.20. Sorghum, $5.10. You notice the current price, sorghum slightly higher than corn, but you go out to next year, they're expecting those sorghum prices to get below corn. Soybeans, $11.50, the same as the soybean price. Canola, $13 a bushel for next year. I mean, what a canola price. And cotton, around 91 cents. So expected lower cotton prices, the other prices about the same.
What else have you been watching this week?
Well, of course, we've got the harvest going on in Australia and Argentina. Those harvests are going big guns right now. The crops are coming in as expected. There was some concern in Australia. They had some rainy, wet weather in some of the areas. They thought they had reduced the quality and the yields. Hasn't had any impact yet. You've got Russia. They're talking about changing their export tax to adjust for the higher prices. We don't know what that's going to do to the market. Of course, China is always the wild card. A lot going on in the undercurrent. I personally am concerned about these higher prices and wonder how much of these higher prices is simply risk in the market, is our transportation problems. And if we get that solved, will prices fall? That's my concern.
Anderson said he didn't really see any big surprises in this week's World Agricultural Supply and Demand, or the WASD report.
I don't think there was any surprises at all. You look at the pre-release estimates, they almost nailed everything on this WASD. The soybeans was off just a little bit. The reaction on the prices was nearly zilch, just minor moves each day during the week. So not many surprises. I do think it's important that we note that the USDA raised Russia's production from about 2.67 billion bushels up to about 2.7, 2.8 billion. The market, I think, expected that. I think all of us knew that it was going to be higher, but the USDA adjusted to higher production in that area.
To hear more from OSU's Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show, SunUp, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.